Another benefit of asking for what you want is you can get money you need to start a business. I have a friend who is an entrepreneur, and he had gone to all the banks, and he'd asked for money. No one wanted to fund his entrepreneurial thing, and he knew that he had a great idea, but he couldn't convince these bankers that he had a great idea. So he said, where else can I go that people have money? Because the banks have said no, there must be other people. He said, well, where do rich people in the New York area go every day? And he said, the majority of them actually don't even live in New York. They live up in Greenwich, Connecticut and places like that. And how do they get there? They ride the train back and forth. Now, are people in a more giving mood in the morning or in the evening? Tends to be our experience in the morning. Mm-hmm. So every morning he gets on the train in Greenwich, Connecticut and rides into New York. And he sits down next to someone and he says, hi, are you a qualified investor? And if the person says yes, he started to make his pitch. If they said no, he said, well, thank you very much. He'd get up and he'd go and he'd stand next to someone else. And he'd say, are you a qualified investor? If they said yes, he'd start to pitch his entrepreneurial idea. Well, in 3 days of riding that train, he got enough people to invest in his idea that he could fund this new company and get it up and running, which went on to become over $100 million company for the guy. So this ability to ask, the confidence to ask, knowing how to ask, knowing how to qualify, because he didn't waste any time talking to people who couldn't invest in his company, allows us to have more money to do the things we want. Another benefit is getting extra support and instruction that you or your children need at work and at school. There's less despair and loneliness in your life because you start asking for rides, you ask for dates, you ask people to sit with you in restaurants. I can remember how scared I used to be to walk into a restaurant, and you all know, if any of you are speakers and salespeople, you spend a lot of time eating alone, staying in hotels and motels, and after a while, sitting in front of the TV watching, you know, the latest Spectrovision movie gets a little old. So I go down to the restaurant, and most people walk in, they sit alone, and they often feel lonely. And I started to realize you could ask other people. They're probably as lonely as I was. And so you have less loneliness in your life. And I can find anyone to eat with now anytime I want by simply going over and saying, hey, I noticed you're sitting alone. I came down here. I was going to sit alone too, but I'd be glad to join you for dinner if you'd be open to it. And I would say 85% of the people I've ever said that to have said yes. You can get more funding and volunteers for nonprofit groups that you care about. Mark and I started something called Trees Around the World. And our goal was to plant enough trees to end this deforestation process that was happening. Now, we've got a long way to go to accomplish that yet. But we started realizing one of the reasons people don't give is that nobody asks. So Mark and I started saying to everyone who was buying our books and tapes and cassette albums and CD programs and all these things in the back of the room, when you make your purchase, if you'd like to plant a tree, because we can plant a tree for a dollar, sometimes we can plant two or three trees for a dollar, just add a dollar to whatever the price is. And everyone started to do it. Some people were throwing a dollar bill on a table that didn't even buy anything, says, count me in on that tree thing. All of a sudden, there's $300, $400, $500 extra at every event just for the trees. Now, a few years ago, we planted 250,000 trees in Yellowstone National Park, partially from the money we raised there and also from money we contributed from one of our books. But if you don't ask, people don't have the opportunity to say yes. And we also asked for something that was no big deal to give, $1. And if we need to plant 1 billion trees, there are 6 billion people on the planet, only one out of every six has to give a dollar. Now, we know that everyone's not going to do that, but we knew we could make a difference. We can't plant all the trees, but we can plant some of them.
And the challenge we've laid down before the whole publishing industry, whether you're in the book business, the newspaper business, the magazine business, is we're saying, hey, look, we're belling up to the table. We're trying to be ecologically aware and omniconsiderate for the first time. We're not going to print any books that we don't equal it in the planting of trees. And we're asking you to think that through. Now, I'm telling you that I'm getting publishers, majors around the world in Germany and New York and different places in Japan, and they're saying, what a cool idea. I never thought of it. And that's the magnificence of asking powerful, life-illuminating questions.
Mark and I were at the American Booksellers Association convention. We started asking every publisher we met to start being responsible for replacing the amount of paper they were using in the creation of books. And what was really interesting, a whole bunch of people said, you know, I never thought about that. Thanks for asking. Thanks for making me aware. Sometimes just asking someone to participate in something shifts their consciousness enough that you can really make a difference. I hope you're beginning to get the idea that what we're saying here is you can ask for anything. You can ask anybody, anywhere, anytime. You can ask for a hug. You can ask for someone to listen to you. You can ask for forgiveness. You can ask for attention, for time, for intimacy, caring, respect, love, nurturing, a massage. You can ask for healing energy. You can ask someone to keep you in their prayers. You can ask someone for an explanation. You can ask for loyalty or sexual fidelity and 100% commitment from someone. You can ask for a helping hand around the house. You can ask for a favor. You can ask someone to keep a secret or help you with your homework. You can ask for the loan of a sweater or a jacket or private tutoring. You can ask to make a difference. You can ask for someone to make a difference in your life. You can ask to get rich or to become famous, to lose weight. You can ask for a better table, a substitution on the menu. Unless you're Jack Nicholson and Five Easy Pieces, then you can't do that. You can ask for more butter, a special diet. You can ask for volunteers and donors and contributors, supporters and den mothers and troop leaders. You can ask for an allowance, a loan, investment capital, an extension, better terms, lower interest rates. You can ask for a vacation, time off, less responsibility, more responsibility, a promotion, shorter staff meetings, less paperwork. The point is, every arena of your life, there's an opportunity to ask so you can have more of what you want with the people you want to be with in the way that you want it.